Hi everyone, Kenji here. And yes, again, it's another full moon, harvest full moon, technically speaking. We'll be doing some extracurricular activations in this harvest moon, beautiful full moon tonight. So let's invite your crew to come join us, your cosmic crew, as well as your pets. And if your pets are in the room, ask them, please no snoring during the activation. But if they end up snoring, it'll be okay. We will just leave it in the activation most likely, or maybe we won't. Okay. So thank you all for coming. And let's do our overview now, and we'll get right into this spontaneous presentation. So we're going to do a deep dive into the shadow world of your ancestors and your family world. The collective unconscious holds the historical patterns of experiences that have not been emotionally and psychologically resolved and healed. And hence, conflicts in the astral plane, and is acted out, as it were, through unconscious behaviors and actions and reactions that we would call extreme behaviors and thought processes. Well, you see this in the world right now acting out. And I'm sure none of you are doing that level of extreme behavior, but just to know that all of this energy, the ascension energies, the photon belt, the solar flares, the full moons, the new moons, events like Lionsgate and 11/11, etc., are all bringing to the surface that which has been hidden and that which has been repressed or suppressed or basically forgotten. It's now time to bring it all up so we can harvest the wisdom from these experiences so that you can really be in the now moment from this day forward. And as you know, all the power is in the now. So when we're traversing the greater universe in the now moment, we are in our power and our authority and our sovereignty. Okay, to continue. The photon energy and Earth's ascension process and solar flares are bringing up these unconscious patterns for healing, always for healing. For some, it is obvious and desire for healing and clarity has begun. For others, it feels like something is off and needs to be addressed, but they have no direction or focus as to where to look. In this harvest full moon activation, we will have the opportunity to harvest and retrieve from our unconscious the remnants and fragments from our individual and collective past so that we can bring these experiences into the present now moment for integration and completion, i.e. your life lessons, but also your gifts and your talents that you are trying to access or have begun but are ready for more. So let's see here. So this live and organic activation can have lasting effects for the rest of the year. So be prepared for profound changes. Divine assistance will be presented to comfort and guide you into the unknown, which can also be seen as the blackness of deep inner space, which is profound in itself. And of course, your pets and ancestors are most welcome to attend. So what we're going to work on today, if you want to call it work, we can call it play, is we're going to address the sacral chakra. That is one of the more least, maybe one of the more neglected chakras in a sense of homework. So we're going to tune into your beautiful sacral chakra. That's the chakra related to your belly button. And also your one-to-one intimate relationships. So this chakra holds the energies for that. And also what's connected to this chakra are your reproductive organs, which for many of you have been damaged or hurt in the past, and especially in early childhood or during your first marriage or your first real intimate relationship. So it's time to really begin the healing of your sacral center. And just a footnote regarding the white light and the black light. The white light basically, how shall we say, supports your upper chakras, and the black light supports your lower chakras. So the black light can be representative of depending upon how you look at it, either polarity. So it could be masculine or feminine. Same for the white. Now, both of these lights are integrated within the heart chakra. So just know that if you have an imbalance in the higher chakras and or lower chakras, you can use the heart chakra to help balance it out. Okay, let's get started now. So make sure your shoes are off. And preferably, you can either lie down, you can sit in your chair, or you can sit yoga style. In whatever position you are in, you want to ground to the new earth. That's your ascension process. Either your base chakra, your feet chakras, or your lower chakras. We're going to do our protocol as we always do. And it is suggested that you memorize this. So when you do meditations on your own, you can create your protocol within a couple of minutes and dive deep into your meditation. Okay, so let's slowly close the eyes. And begin to breathe in and out very slowly and very deeply. So be elongated, very extended in breath, and an even more extended out breath, very slowly. And as you do this, your brain waves are going to slow down. The activity in your brain is going to slow down. We will eventually go into a theta and even delta or even gamma brainwave state in this activation. So as you bring your focus and attention to your breath, to the breathing, we're going to breathe in the power of this full moon. As if the divine feminine is bringing to you the full power of this radiant full moon for your body. Slowly take it in, into the sacral center, then into the solar plexus, then up into the heart, then up into the throat, and then the third eye center. And as you exhale, let go of all excessive energies. Begin to, as if you're releasing the valve on a steam cooker, to release the pressure that has been built up in your system due to world events of the past almost 2 years. Feel as if you are draining this excess of energy out through your feet or out through the out breath through your mouth or your nose. and or releasing the excess of energies out of your crown chakra, out of the space above your head. We're essentially clearing the field. So as you continue to breathe in the power of this harvest full moon, allow your higher self to assist in disengaging from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, chaos of the world, and the collective fourth dimensional astral plane. Very important to completely disengage as much as possible from this collective astral plane. And reconnect, or to strengthen your connection to the fifth dimensional matrix of the new earth. So we're going to call forth four pillars of light. To be activated and anchored in the four corners of your home, creating a safe and sacred space. And these pillars of light are of angelic frequencies, and they will fluctuate and they will change according to where your consciousness is at in any given moment. They will be adjusted for sleep time, and they can be enhanced and elevated for meditation and yoga and quiet time. So invite these pillars of light to be firmly established in your home. It will help create safety for all those living in your home, as well as all those that enter your home. And we're going to call forth the power of trees to help comfort you emotionally during these times of great change. The power of trees, the spirit of trees, the elemental tree spirit. Now, some of you are ready for some new guides, or shall we say an up-leveling, an upgrading of your guidance system. So please receive your new guides with full trust and faith. We'll call forth your master teachers and those angelic presences that help create a very sacred and safe space for this activation. So please invite your inner child to partake of this sacred space, and for your inner child to finally to come to terms with its shadow aspect, or that which has been hidden, and to be brave enough to embrace that which is coming forth from the shadow, from the unconscious, to be recognized, accepted, healed, and loved. And in that, then your inner child can be free to be integrated with the rest of you. And we'll call for some angelic assistance for your pets and for your loved ones that may be going through some trying experiences and we'll call forth your ancestors to also receive the power of this activation in the best way that they can receive it wherever they are in the time-space continuum. Now, let the body breathe on its own very softly and gently, allowing all of your facial muscles to be relaxed, shoulder muscles, your shoulder joints to be relaxed, fingers and toes relaxed, calves relaxed, ears relaxed, tip of your nose relaxed. Gathering your awareness now. We're going to collectively move through a stargate. And into the realms of what is perceived to be the unknown or the shadow aspect of your incarnation. The guides are here for love and support. And we're going to travel deeper and deeper into the fifth dimension, into the oneness, into the blackness of deep inner space. Continuing to move deeper and deeper into the blackness, into the void, deep into your Akashic records to uncover that which is ready to be harvested today. Harvested on many levels. The harvesting of your pain, the harvesting of your gifts, the harvesting of your superpowers, your past life traumas, your birthing traumas, early childhood traumas, first marriage traumas, delivery trauma, trauma from injuries, traumas from any level of abuse and neglect. Along with the pain comes the gifts, comes the wisdom of these learning lessons. Remembering that you are not these memories, nor these experiences. And that these were created for your greatest benefit in your spiritual evolution. We're going deeper and deeper into the unknown. It is symbolic of digging in your beautiful garden. You're digging down to the roots of your plants that you are harvesting, say, onions, carrots, potatoes. These root vegetables that grow underground, unseen in the earth. And you're digging up your root vegetables, is symbolic of digging up that which is now willing to be seen and heard and felt and experienced. There were gifts that you buried a long time ago because you were not accepted in those times, in those cultures. You buried your gifts and your ability to use these gifts in order to survive. It is now time to uncover these beautiful gifts once again and to integrate it back into your mind, your body, your higher self, your oversoul, and to unlock these powers from your Akashic records. Be they memories from Lemuria, Atlantis, from Melodek, from cosmic level wars and battles, and as you begin to harvest these memories, you're going to increase your life force energy, your level of inspiration, enhancing your self-empowerment, and your ability to not only be free from collective thought forms and beliefs, but to move into your appointed sovereignty and authority as a co-creator being. Allow your physical body to respond. Allow your body to open up and to let go and to clear the tension held within the muscles and the connective tissue, the bones, your joints, your brain, even your skin, as well as organs like the kidneys and the liver and the gallbladder and the stomach and the reproductive organs. Feel the love and support of the masters and angels, the Elohim of peace and love, the power of the Godhead, your I am. Giving permission to your inner child to continue to receive. Now, for a moment, receive the angelic blessings that are being given unto thee from the angelic realms. Feel telepathically these vibrations, these frequencies. Feel kinesthetically. Feel magnetically. Allow the cells in your body to reverberate to these frequencies and vibrations, these blessings. Allow these blessings to move through all memories of trauma and pain and discomfort. Call for deep into the void any and all past and ancient concepts, beliefs, ideas around money, success, prosperity, and abundance. And as you bring these memories into the light that is you, they will transform. Into wisdom. That can be applied in your daily life on the earth. We're diving even deeper into the unknown. To recover your gifts of knowing. Knowing how, like God knows. As for the energies of clarity to become magnified in your experience right now, the frequency, the vibration of supreme clarity, clarity of thought, clarity of vision, clarity of purpose, imagine in the mind of God a spark of light that is beginning to grow brighter and brighter in all dimensional directions. And this light is expanding and multiplying and magnifying in its power and intent. Much like a birthing, Allow this light to begin to penetrate through all of your light bodies, all 144,000 of your light bodies. And all of the energetic structures within your light bodies. And this light is purifying, aligning, empowering all of your light bodies and the totality of your spiritual chakra system. Meridians and nadis, symbolically speaking. And that the auric field of all of your light bodies are being empowered, up-leveled, and upgraded. Within your ascension process for the manifestation of your new earth in your divine reality. Again, using your garden as an analogy, you're harvesting all of the plants that are ready to be harvested, the plants, the flowers, the herbs, in your garden is symbolic of the seeds that you planted back in the springtime, your seeds of healing and awakening. You're going to take what you have harvested and create on the inner planes a magnificent sacred altar of nature, symbolizing your abundance. And upon your altar are beautiful crystals and gemstones and flowers and herbs and seeds and nuts. And a water fountain that symbolizes the power of the water element. Delicious fresh fruits and vegetables upon your altar. Dried herbs of exquisite aromas like lavender and sage. Beautiful flowers of all the many colors. You're going to allow your sacred altar to be seen by the universe and acknowledged by the universe so that the universe can give to you and through you your innate prosperity and abundance. And you may put your inner child upon this altar as well for the little one to experience the harvesting of your plenty, of your gifts, of your knowing. Now let's bring awareness back to the higher sublevels of the fifth dimension. Bring your awareness there in your light body. And receive now the healing frequencies for your body. Imagine that the power of grace and blessing is being applied to your body instantly. To your sacral chakra, to your reproductive organs, to the healing of your womb space. It is akin to applying a cooling salve and bandage to a very hot wound, or to where your body got burned and is inflamed. In this cooling salve, this bandage, this compress is very soothing to the body. You can apply it to any place of surgery, internal, external. Feeling as if the scar tissue is responding to this coolness. Feel as if this very rich and deep cobalt blue crystalline vibration is being applied to your body, wherever your body has had trauma of any kind, physically, emotionally, sexually, mentally, energetically. And feel the power of this cobalt blue going deep into the cellular structure of your body. Deep into the subatomic layers of your magnetic field and your body, bringing comfort, imagine also. A compress, a very cooling compress, is being applied to your eyes. And it's cooling the eyeballs and the optic nerve and all of the tissue in your eye socket, soothing, calming, tranquilizing. And feel that cobalt blue going deep into the optic nerves, into the brain, and beginning to saturate the brain cells with calm, with balance, tranquility, into the limbic system, the amygdala, the ventricles of the brain that connect the sacred fluid from the brain to your spinal column and your kundalini channels. Your chakra system is being readjusted regarding chakra spin, velocities, if you will, of your chakra system. A recalibration, a tune-up of your energy highways of light. I'm going to call forth now a very protective, in a sense, a very loving and supportive, pure energy blanket to surround your body, to envelop your auric field. Like a cocooning effect. Use this cocooning effect in your meditations and in your walks in nature. So we're coming back now to the room and the body with more presence, greater clarity and focus, a deeper sense of self. Activating the power of joy now within the heart and allow that joy to circulate as if it was moving through all of your nervous systems, including your vagus nerve system and including through all the channels in your sacral chakra and your reproductive organs. Allow this activation to continue until complete. Each listening will deepen your experience, and the benefits are cumulative. And the changes that you will notice in your daily life may be profound, may be subtle, may be unseen. Nonetheless, the changes are occurring in divine grace. So let's take a moment and give thanks for all assistance given. And especially to those unseen forces, those that work in the background of your life. Your silent helpers, your unseen helpers, your team. So let's take a series of deep breaths. Coming all the way back to the room and your body, knowing that you are not your body, that your body is a vehicle for your divine expression of who you are. Remembering always that you are created. You are as God created you. You are as God created you. Be open now to seeing manifest in your practical life your divine abundance within all matters of life. Knowing that you are blessed each and every day and graced by the power of your I am. And so it is unto eternity, beloved ones, you are.